This is Radio Nepal MTK Prasad Khadka with the news out of the stories first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari authenticates three bills, including some Nepal acts related to education. Lightning accompanied with run kills 9 people in 4 different districts, leaving 3 persons injured. 212 people returned home today after health recovery from coronavirus infection in Nepal. Total number of home returnees reaches 2,650. And lightning kills 33 people in India as monsoon becomes active in the region. Now the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has authenticated 3 bills passed by the federal parliament today. The bills certified today include bill related to amendment of some Nepal acts related to education, bill designed to amend and integrated laws relating to sports development, and bill designed to provide some for use and regulation of radioactive materials. According to the Office of the President, the bills were authenticated as per the Article 113 of the Constitution. Lawmakers have demanded the government that it immediately took up steps to stop the attack and misbehavior against health workers who are working in the forefront of the crisis. Speaking in the special hour of the National Assembly meeting today, the lawmakers stressed on guaranteeing safety and security of health workers. Janata Samaj Badi Party's Mrigendra Kumar Singh reminded that the health workers were attacked in Kathmandu, Dharan, Persa, Rautahat, Doti and Bajura district. He said nationality should be taken into consideration while taking decision on citizenship. Likewise, ruling NCP's Chakra Prasad Snehi urged the government to ensure proper security to the doctor and nurses mobilized in the treatment of COVID-19 patients. He also demanded proper address on the negative impact of COVID-19 on national economy. Similarly, NCP lawmaker Dr. Bimala Podil stressed that specific programs need to be announced to revive industries. Likewise, the lawmakers have shown serious concern over the manhandling of Dalit rights defenders by police person at Prime Minister's residence, Balwata. In the 0 hour of the National Assembly meeting, Nepali Congress lawmaker Prakash Pant demanded stern action against those involved in Suti carnage. He also sought response by the Home Minister on the police intimidation and peaceful protest of Dalit rights defenders at Balwata. Parmila Kumari of Janata Samaj Badi Party expressed concern over the provision of 7 years waiting period to get naturalized citizenship. The National Assembly meeting will meet on next 29th of June. With the confirmation of 434 new cases today, the total number of coronavirus infections in Nepal has reached 11,162. Addressing the regular press briefing today, spokesperson of the Minister of Health and Population, Dr. Jageshwar Gautam, confirmed that 48 females and 386 males were tested virus positive in the last 24 hours. The Health Ministry has said now the coronavirus infection has raised to 76 districts with infection in 10,020 males and 1,142 females in total. Meanwhile, 312 people returned home today after health recovery from virus infection. As of today, 2,650 people have returned home following health recovery. As per the latest update, 199,737 PCR tests have been carried out across the country, while 287,863 RDT tests have been carried out. Likewise, 6,543 PCR tests and 4,176 RDT tests were carried out in the last 24 hours. Likewise, the total number of corona-related deaths in Nepal has reached 26 with the confirmation of 2 deaths in the last 24 hours. The Health Ministry has also said a patient of a sugar respiratory complication who was confirmed to have corona infection died at Pokhara Health Sciences Academy yesterday. The deceased was from Sangja. Likewise, a kidney patient from Lalitpur who was undergoing treatment at Patan Hospital died today. The lightning accompanied with monsoon rain has killed 9 people, leaving 3 injured in Saptari, Makwanpur, Udaipur, Kapilvastu and Morang districts today. 4 persons were killed in lightning occurred at 2 different places of Saptari district this morning. Deputy Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office, Tilak Bharati, informed that 60-year-old Sethi Thakur and 27-year-old Bachan Adab of Mahadeva Rural Municipality too died when the lightning struck them near Kosi Bridge. Both of them were heading to Saptakosi River to take bath. Similarly, Lalitha Devi Adab of Dakneswari Municipality 9 and Kishi Saha of Rajgarh Rural Municipality died when the lightning hit them. The incident took place while they were planting paddy saplings. Moreover, an 18-year-old Asa Mandal of Rajgarh Rural Municipality was injured in the lightning. She has been now sent at Rajbraj-based Gajendra Narayan Singh Hospital for treatment. Likewise, two women died in Makwanpur district after they were hit by lightning coupled with incessant rainfall today. The deceased are 17-year-old Samjanaki Singh and 25-year-old Binaki Singh from Makwanpur, Bakaya Rural Municipality too. Samjana died on the spot while Bina died while receiving treatment at Duban Health Post. Similarly, 14-year-old Kiran Jumba from same locality was injured in the lightning and he has been receiving treatment at the local health post. Meanwhile, 45-year-old Kanun Chowdhury of Triyoga Municipality died of lightning today. Injured in the incident, 31-year-old Anita Khadka is receiving treatment in the district hospital. Similarly, 45-year-old Satyanarayan Kurmi of Sivaraj Municipality 11 in Kapilvastu district was killed by the lightning today. And 70-year-old Mahadev Lal Das of Sunwarsi Municipality 5 in Morang died of lightning this afternoon. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has urged all to remain alert as there are chances of rainfall across the country in the wake of active monsoon for 3 to 4 days hence. Meteorologist Varun Podil cautioned all, saying that the rivers might swell up as there are chances of concentrated rainfall in Surya and Tarai region. The division has also warned of chances of mudslides, river cutting, inundation and floodings in Surya and Tarai regions as the soil has been drenched with rain. Hydrologist Sunil Pokhrel said that some days hence the Kosi, the Kankai, the Bagmati and the Kamala will rise to the level of threat and this special alertness is needed in the watersheds of the Kosi, the Rapti and the Kankai rivers. The officials from China and Nepal have agreed to resume the business at Roswagadi transit point. The officials from both the countries have agreed to resume the businesses, ensuring health screening, tight security and management of quarantine. However, the restrictions over cross-border human mobility remains active. Chief District Officer of Rasua, Hari Prasad Pant, said that two sides in the meeting yesterday agreed that the goods will be transported to Rasua border point by Chinese containers. As per the agreement, maximum 15 containers of Chinese goods will arrive at Rasua Gade. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Here we take a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेनमा नि आयो
1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रीपेड को पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिए थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकम को GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइन मा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बर मा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back now, rest of the news updates. The stakeholders have recommended introducing economic policy that could revive the infrastructure sector as it is being adversely affected due to COVID-19 outbreak. Taking part in the virtual dialogue organized by the Society of Economic Journalists Nepal Sejon today, the stakeholders called for reforms in policies, interest loan and renewal of loans so that the entrepreneurs could pay the interest and installment of the loan. Entrepreneurs of the energy-producing sectors stressed on addressing the problem of the energy sector through economic policy. Likewise, they have also suggested extending the volume of renewal of loans with the stable interest from banks and financial institutions. Pokhara Academy of Health Sciences Western Regional Hospital Pokhara closed all its services except emergency today. Hospital Director Arjun Achara said that all the services except emergency were closed for the management of the dead body after the corona-infected person of Adikhola Rural Municipality of Sangja District died in course of treatment at the hospital on Wednesday night. An 18-month-old boy died of snake bite at Rajgarh Rural Municipality 6 in Saptari District today. According to the district police office, Saptari, the minor was bitten by a poisonous snake while sleeping at his home. The boy died on the way to Gajendra Narayan Singh Hospital in Birganj. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. news. Now on to some international updates. At least 33 people have been killed by lightning as heavy monsoon storms swept India's northeast state of Bihar and Uttar Pradesh. The disaster management officials in Bihar have confirmed that the death of 28 people due to the monsoon storm disasters. Several others were injured as storm winds and rains felled trees and electricity poles and brought down thatched homes and temporary structures. Likewise, 5 deaths were also reported in similar circumstances in 2 districts of Uttar Pradesh. World Health Organization WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that he expects the number of COVID-19 cases across the globe will reach 10 million next week. The WHO chief Ghebreyesus said at a press conference that the world cannot fight the pandemic divided, referring to the criticism from the US President Donald Trump. The first 1 million cases of COVID-19 were witnessed in the 3 months. However, 1 million cases have now come in just 8 days, Tedros said during a video conference for the Dubai-based World Government Summit. More than 5.2 million people have returned home after health recovery from virus infection across the world. The data analyst Worldometer says shows that 9.56 million cases of corona infections across the world is still leaving 3.87 million active cases. More than 485,000 people have also died of coronavirus across the world. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is also likely to occur at many places of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Province 5. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping up top stories once more. President Bidya Devi Bhandari authenticates 3 bills, including some Nepal acts related to education. Lightning accompanied with rain kills 9 people in 4 districts, leaving 3 persons injured. 212 people returned home today after health recovery from coronavirus infection in Nepal. Total number of home returnees reaches 2,650. And lightning kills 33 people in India as monsoon becomes active in the region. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the morning. Stay tuned and have a good night.